And it's a penalty for Tranmere, is it, early on? Yes, it is. The long ball forward by Scott Davis. And inside the penalty area, there was a strong, strong challenge. And referee, well, Peter Wright has made a decision here. It bounced beyond Andy Cook. There was a challenge inside the penalty area, a strong challenge as well, and the referee has had no doubt about that at all. Jay Harris, the player that's been fouled. So, Jeff Hughes against Scott Flinders. Tranmere fans behind the goal, away towards our right-hand side. Referee just making sure that... Well, Neil Byrne still arguing with the referee over the decision. He has just got himself outside the penalty area now as Hughes comes forward now. Keeper goes the right way and it hits the inside of the post and bounces into the back of the net. And Jeff Hughes has put Tranmere ahead. The keeper went towards his right-hand side. Neat back heel there by Hancock's and a bit of space on this near post. And McNulty's header goes towards his own goal. Bounces off the crossword. Was that over the line or not?
No.
The assistant on that far side says no.
No.
But that could so easily have been a spectacular own goal. Macclesfield free kick just outside the penalty area. Just that penalty from Jeff Hughes in the second minute, still separating these two sides in the first leg. Long ball forward now by Halls. Already might break for Hancock's now. A real opportunity for Macclesfield to equalise, and they do through Ollie Norburn. The long ball forward that Tranmere just did not deal with, and it was worked well by Holroyd. And then Norbourne was there with a calm finish to slide it past Scott Davis. And 10 minutes into the second half, it's Macclesfield 1, Tranmere 1.